confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
Yes, $280 is today's jackpot on the game known as Are You Smarter Than Katie? And win or lose, we've got tickets to see the Lumineers at the Golden One Center on August 6th. That's coming up. That'll be a fun show. Let's talk to caller 17, who is Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. This is Mike Ferrer from Sirius.
What?
He said his full name from
Sirius. I love it.
From Sirius?
Sirius. Right next to Modesto.
Oh, all right. Very cool. Well, welcome to the show. Katie's leaving the studio right now. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. And you got to earn the jackpot, but you've already got the Lumineers ticket, so congratulations. Cool. There.
Awesome, thank you.
You got it. All right, here we go. Question one. Justin Timberlake announced yesterday that he was diagnosed with Lyme disease. This probably explains the lackluster performances that he's been giving on his tour that have actually gone viral, probably because of the nerve pain and extreme fatigue that Lyme disease can cause. What animal gives you Lyme disease?
Ticks.
Question two. The Social Network was an Oscar-winning film about the start of Facebook, and it is getting a sequel, but not with Jesse Eisenberg, who played Mark Zuckerberg in the original one. This time, Mark Zuckerberg is going to be played by Jeremy Strong from Succession, and the movie is going to be about how big Facebook got and how damaging social media has been to us. True or false, The Social Network won Best Picture?
True.
Question three. Katy Perry was seen on a date with former Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, and it looks like things are getting pretty serious. Trudeau was then also spotted attending Katy Perry's concert the very next night in Montreal. What province is Montreal in?
Canada.
What province?
I don't know that one.
All righty, moving on. And don't swear, please. Coming up next, question four. Hostel is one of the more successful horror franchises of the early 2000s, and it's coming to TV. Peacock is going to launch a Hostel TV show, and it's going to be starring Oscar-nominated actor Paul Giamatti. It's going to come out this fall. I'm interested in that. What color is not in the Peacock logo? Blue, green, or white?
I think it's white.
Question five. Kamala Harris announced that she is not running for governor of California, which creates speculation in some that she might be taking another shot at running for president. She also has a new book out called 107 Days, which is about her short run for president where she lost to President Trump. If each copy costs $22 and you bought five copies, what's your total?
That's going to be 88.
All righty.
108, sorry.
All right, Kevin, can you please go get Katie? And, Mike, what do you do for a living? What do people do in Sirius?
Well, right now I'm a Lyft and Uber driver, but I've been in management my whole life, so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty exciting. Any interesting rides that you've done so far today?
So far, I just had one. I just started, dropped off my first ride at Amazon, actually.
Okay, very cool. So are you driving around the Sacramento area?
I'm actually in Stockton right now.
You're Stockton. Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question one. Justin Timberlake, he announced yesterday, did you see this, that he has Lyme disease?
I did.
That's sad. And it probably...
Man, a lot of celebrities get Lyme disease.
I know. What are you, in the woods a lot? I don't know.
Maybe didn't he have an album like Man of the Woods or something?
Oh, he did. But yeah, this probably is explaining those lackluster performances that have gone viral where people are complaining about how he's just kind of walking around on stage, not putting his ass into it. It's probably because of the nerve pain and extreme fatigue.
I assume it's because he was in his 40s.
What animal gives you Lyme disease?
A tick.
A tick.
I still struggle to call insects animals, but okay.
Question two. The Social Network was an Oscar-winning film about the start of Facebook. And it starred Jesse Eisenberg as Mark Zuckerberg, but Eisenberg is not returning to play Zuckerberg in the sequel.
Okay.
It's going to be Jeremy Strong from Succession.
Oh, he's great.
I love him. He's great. Yeah, and the movie's going to be about what has happened to Facebook and how damaging it's been for us.
Yeah.
True or false, The Social Network won Best Picture?
I don't think. Let's say false.
That is correct. It did not. Question three. Katy Perry, you know how she was seen on that date with former Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau?
Yep.
Well, the very next night, he was spotted at her concert.
Yeah, I saw.
In Montreal. Uh-oh. Couple alert. What province is Montreal in?
British Columbia?
It's Quebec.
Oh.
Quebec. Question four, Hostel. What is one of the more successful horror franchises of the early 2000s? I'm sure you've seen it.
So many times.
And it's coming to TV. It's coming to Peacock, actually. And they're going to have a Hostel TV show, and it's going to star Paul Giamatti, Oscar-nominated actor, comes out this fall. What color is not in the Peacock logo? Blue, green, or white?
I believe all those colors are part of the Peacock logo.
So,
blue?
It's white.
I feel like we need to...
The dots?
Well, part of the logo is the peacock sign.
Well, I was considered the logo is the, like, the dots
and
that
the
come up and dance.
And the peacock itself is white.
Well, there is no peacock. There's no actual peacock in the Peacock logo. You're right that the letters are white.
Yeah, even if it's just the dots, there's a white P next to it.
All right, I'll give you both a point for that one.
Okay.
Or what did Mike say there, Kevin? Do you remember?
I think he said white.
I think he did too. All right, I'll
believe
give it to
me,
you.
I go to the Peacock.
Yeah, she's the only one that has a subscription.
Constantly.
I didn't consider the word Peacock as part of the logo, but I understand what okay. You're talking about. Question five. Kamala Harris announced that she's not running for governor of California, which some people are saying maybe she's going to run for president again. She also has a new book out called 107 Days, which is about her short run for president where she lost to President Trump. If each copy costs $22 and you buy five copies, what's your total?
Okay. $110.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. That is correct. Mike, are you there?
I'm here, yep.
Final score. Did you say white, by the way?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you did. Okay. Final score. Katie got four. You got three.
Ooh.
Katie wins. Katie wins. Congratulations, Katie. We're going to have $20 at the jackpot tomorrow for okay. For Monday. Round $300. But, Mike, what is it that you want to tell us?
Hey, thanks for letting me play. It was fun.
Correct answer is I am not smarter than Katie.
That's right. I am not smarter
than Katie.
Good job, Katie.
But stay on hold, though. We got to get your information because you do have those Lumineers tickets. Congratulations for that. Have fun at that show.